It's amazing how you don't even have to go looking for bunnies Easter weekend. They just come to you. And so it was this year for me as I set out on the trails of Webb Memorial State Park in Weymouth. It was a nice, temperate morning, one in which I had several meetings scheduled, so I wanted to get some early footsteps in. There was no wind, so the birdsong was wonderful. The song sparrows were in full throat, and one white-throated sparrow had lingered behind its migrating brothers and sisters so it could get in just one last song just for me, or at least that's what I told myself. Common grackles, including one with a white head, were picking at food on the beach, and a common raven called from the nearby condos, its calls echoing in the concrete canyon. As for those eastern cottontails, I saw six without even trying. The last one, though, was a surprise. It wasn't white, but it was a very pale brown, even a light tan, an obvious standout from its counterparts in the area. It knew I was there before I knew it was there, but I still managed a few minutes worth of observation. And then it hit me. Weymouth! Wessagusset, 1622. I had been keeping up on the Weymouth 400 celebration, but this was the first time I really stood in Weymouth and thought about it. I hope you'll take some time to celebrate the amazing notion of 4 centuries of the Weymouth community by participating in some of the events happening around town this year, or just by walking the Weymouth Nature Trail. Check out Great Esker Park. Find House Rock, or Cavern Rock. Seek out the Bradford Torrey Bird Sanctuary and try to understand what the great naturalist meant when he said he felt like he held a rambler's lease on the local landscape. Weymouth has many natural treasures, from ponds to the seashore, from forests to meadows, with some of the most fascinating geological features in our region. I know that I'll be back, and not just because the bunny told me that I have to. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.